Our reality check today throws a light on cockfighting. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Blaise Lovell on the line today. Good morning.
Morning, Catherine.
So we know that fighting chickens is not legal here in Hawaii.
It's not legal here, and it's actually not legal in any state or U.S. territory, and that's kind of where this story begins. Now, we have this animal welfare group. They're called Animal Wellness Action, and in 2018, when President Donald Trump signed the Farm Act, there's actually one line in it that outlawed chicken fighting in places like U.S. territories, including Guam. And what this group did is they looked through shipping records for Guam over a three-year period, and they found that many of the fighting chickens that were being sold there actually came from here in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I mean, you know, interesting that they actually dug through all those records.
Yeah, it's almost like we as reporters do. And I thought, like, oh man, if I could have gotten my hands on those records. But you know, with fighting chickens, we know it's been a problem here in Hawaii and in other states for years. And like this group and other advocates I talked to yesterday pointed out, you know, it's just one of those things where there isn't the political will to really crack down on it.
Well, I know that cockfighting is very big in the Philippines, you know, because we hear the arguments, well, it's a cultural thing. And, you know, there is a large Filipino population in Guam, which I think has supported cockfighting. There's like a bullet home, you know, a center where they actually, you know, where they used to showcase these fights. But, yeah, times have changed. And so these activists are basically calling on the federal government to, what, step in?
They are. They've sent the letter and all the materials from their investigation to U.S. Attorney Kenji Price yesterday. Now, I got a statement from the U.S. Attorney's office, and they said that they've turned over those materials to an investigative agency. Wasn't specific as to which, but it looks like they at least might be starting to look into it here.
And so, you know, what do they think about all this in Guam?
Well, and Guam, you know, you just mentioned it, the idea that this is part of the culture, and to a certain extent it's here too. I recall in 2018, the governor-elect at the time, you know, I think she defended chicken fighting. At the time it was illegal, and, you know, she said at least for Guam they wanted it to stay legal even with the new Farm Act. So there is that sense that, you know, it's been going on for so long, why can't it just stay? And if I recall, there's actually been, I think, a few measures at our own legislature and at the city council that have tried to get that provision into law somehow that, you know, this is a cultural activity. And while there isn't any overt reference to that, to a certain extent, some advocates here believe that the law does protect chicken fights. I'll give you an example. There's an entire section dealing with dog fighting, and that is a felony. But there's a separate section, and this is an actual line in our state law that says that bulls, bears, and chickens, if you were to fight them, that would just be a misdemeanor.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's also other issues with enforcement. Typically, if you're the police trying to break up a fight, you know, you could really only arrest the people that are in the ring who actually have possession of the chickens. It's pretty hard on the enforcement end too.
Now, with the sale of these chickens, I mean, it's not illegal to ship chickens, right, through the mail?
Not illegal at all, and that's another issue. It's that, you know, if you're the police and you don't have guidelines in the law, how do you distinguish from someone growing chickens to make eggs versus someone growing chickens to be fighters one day? That's another issue with it. And yeah, it's not illegal to ship them through the mail, even if everyone knows what they're going to be doing. You know, they're, in the end, it's livestock. They could be farm animals. Maybe they're not, but who knows? And that's what's making it hard to really drill down into who's doing it, how they're doing it, and, you know, what to do about it.
And these chickens, I mean, they're pretty pricey, right?
They can be, and that's one thing the Animal Wellness Action pointed out, is that they could range anywhere from $300 up to $3,000, and that is one expensive chicken.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, all very interesting, that tie, though, the fact that there's so many breeders here on Oahu. I mean, I know I've been to raids, cockfighting raids, in Pearl City over the years, but interesting that they're actually supplying all those chickens to Guam.
As a former Pearl City resident, can confirm there may be some farms there.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, Blaze.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was reporter Blaze Lovell with today's reality check. To read his story about cockfighting, visit civilbeat.org.